For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. What's the thing everybody says? Do better. You got to do better. Now, I am in no way, shape, or form a supporter of Republicans. But right now, they are winning. Like, by a lot. And you morons keep fucking this shit up. I've got people on this chat. Our beloved pals Stevie and Rebecca, who are like cheering on people who are burning Tesla dealerships. This is why Republicans are winning. God damn it. She writes, LOL, it's funny. I don't know that it is. You're hurting yourselves. All right. That's enough of that. I try to stay away from it. Like, I try not to pick sides as best as I can. True, I voted for Harris, but similarly, 4 years ago, when I voted for Trump, after the election, I regretted voting for Trump. Now, I'm not there yet. But I'm closer there now than I was the day after the election. Okay? Corey, who is definitely not Republican, says people burning Teslas are no different than MAGA fucks attacking the Capitol. Thank you. That's a point that I made yesterday. I appreciate you. E-Rock says, all those videos of people defacing Teslas and burning shit down will be used for midterm campaign ads. Exactly. They are so dumb, they're handing them everything. Stand by. I had a sneeze and it left. That's torture. Especially in this nose. When you get a sneeze rattling around in there and then it's like, all right, we're coming out. We're coming out. And then, no, we're not. We're running back in. Oh, my God. I hate that shit. Stand by. And then you get the sniffles afterwards. Okay. Where was I? I've been on I've been kind of like ADHD, having an ADHD moment. As I predicted, all it took was ignoring our one tough talker. I forgot who it was. And that's this is a perfect example. If you engage people like the guy we had earlier on this show or girl who was butthurt because I made the comment that anyone in the military is stupid. All you have to do is ignore them and they just poof, fart in the wind. I engage for as long as I want to engage. Then I get bored and then they just fade away, never to be heard from again. It's outstanding. E-Rock, who's really making his presence known in here, and that makes me happy, says, the larger scope of damaging Teslas is you're showing how electric cars are easily destroyable and more damaging to the environment. You're hurting the overall industry of it. Yeah, that's also very, very true. At the end of the day, though, I would not buy an electric car. I would buy a hybrid. Rebecca says that old Duke there walked into your house easy and expected us to be on his side like we weren't all just going to pile on him. You all have been here long enough to know what this is all about. Whenever you get the odd duck who's never heard me before, there is a learning curve. But you figure out pretty quickly that the things I say on this show, I would never dream of saying that shit out in the real world. You'd be murdered. All right. We've covered quite a bit of ground already. I'm going to need some of your input on this story. Thank you to our friend, Tyler K., who sent this along and asked the question. EZ, we're going to need the audience's input on this as to whether or not this is a problem or this is an overreaction. Let me give you the overview. There was a school promotion where the young people have to sell things to help raise funds for the school. And if you sell enough, you get like the top prize. And this one child sold a little bit, but not a lot. And the top prize was like something great, like a video game or something like that. Well, and then, but if you sold a little bit, you also got a prize. And it looked like that the kid in this particular story didn't sell a whole lot, but got two things. He got a novelty toilet with poo in it. I mean, don't ask me. It looked like something you get at like Spencer's Gifts in the mall, if that's even a thing still. And the other thing was a monkey. This little toy monkey. It's not real. It's an actual toy monkey. And, well, the mom and the dad are furious. And the young kid doesn't know that doesn't even know that mom and dad are mad. Oblivious to it. He's playing with the toy. The child is loving this toy. I got this little toilet with poo in it. And I got this monkey, and I only sold $100 worth of greeting cards or whatever the fuck. Why do you think mom and dad are furious and outraged and demanding answers and threatening to sue? What could possibly be going on here? Do any of you have an idea? Well, they're black. And now let me just say this. What member of this school, the only way that this would work is if every member at the school was black. And then they gave the kid the monkey. So black teacher gave black kid a monkey. Then it's diffused. But if some of the local cracker teachers say, here you go, and pull it out of the toy box and give it to the kid, that is, you, even if you didn't mean it, you're fucked. This is a huge mistake. How can people, even if this was innocent, how can you not see how this would be taken poorly? You asshole. All right. Cole says they're racist. Maureen says, are they black? E-Rock says, why do they got to be black? Ha, I knew it. Why can't they just be people? Well, it's included in the story. I mean, the mom and dad, they speak to these two and they're pissed off.
Called racist. It follows an incident where a 10-year-old black girl received a toy monkey and fake poop as her reward. We talked about it yesterday.
Indeed. Well, now some parents are defending the school, saying that they were notified about the prizes in advance. Fox 11's Laura Diaz is live in Long Beach with the latest.
I don't have a problem with toilet. I don't have a problem with either of the toys, really, but I have a problem with not thinking ahead. I mean, you got to understand how sensitive people are these days.
Laura.
Yes, Susan, a lot of emotion here in Long Beach over that story we told you about yesterday here on
This has to be discussed on Who Are These Broadcasts?
On Fox 11. As you just mentioned, that African-American family very upset that their daughter received as a prize a toy monkey and also a toilet with fake poop in it.
Now, I would want that.
Very, very upset that that's what she got to be rewarded for her efforts in raising money for the school. But today we heard from another family. They saw it differently and they wanted to share their opinion because they said that everybody knew in advance what the contest was all about.
Okay, now the only way that this is going to not be a problem is if this, the other family that's saying it was no big deal is also black. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
That it was all well laid out and distributed to family. Let's listen to what they had to say.
Nope.
In this case, I think we really feel that the fact of the matter is it was all laid out from the very start.
That's not true at all. If it were laid out from the really start, from the very start, it would say, and if this black child wins this, this black child is getting a monkey.
And if there really was a problem with this toy.
Or if it says if you raise this much, you get poop, toilet, and monkey.
About a toy.
Show me that.
Then there was an opportunity to remove yourself if you didn't feel like you could support this.
She strikes me as the type of stupid bitch who tries to use a lot of words to say something that really doesn't hold any water.
From fundraising.
They're speaking of the Bubble Run campaign. It's held every year at the school. They went as far as to say it's one of the signature events held at the school. Most of the money goes to the PTA. Now, according to the family, an explanation of the fundraiser was sent out weeks in advance. It also included a list of the prizes. In other words, it was based on the amount of money that you brought into the school, the prize you received. And on that list, you could see the monkey and the toilet with the fake poop.
Okay, now that changes things. If it was listed there, school's off the hook.
Now, the family says that they believe that the other...
But, if that's listed, you still got to be like, even if it comes down to last second adjustment, you know, kind of like Omaha, Peyton Manning line of scrimmage type of deal. You know, if you're a cracker teacher with toilet and monkey, you got to put the monkey behind your back when you realize that you're giving it to a black child just to avoid the headache. You still might get some shit for giving the kid toilet with poop in it. And did it really say you get toilet with poop in it? And why is that even a prize?
Other family could have opted out. They didn't have to participate in this event if they found it distasteful on any level. But they chose to proceed. So that was their take on it. I should note that the child in this case...
By the way, this fossilized reporter, another example of how the TV industry is reaching the bottom of the barrel. Very few hot chicks are being fed into the system. It's either very fluffy very young people, or fossilized like this babe.
Their child, half Hispanic, half white. So the African-American family is perhaps seeing this story through a different lens. It would certainly seem so. The other thing...
Did she just say like the Hispanic people got like a piñata?
Point out tonight is that the school district did in fact issue an apology.
Oh.
It's quite lengthy and I'll have more of it in subsequent reports.
Apologize.
But I can tell you that it says in part that the whole event was meant to be fun. The rewards were meant to be fun. Some items were not appropriate to a school setting. So that is what I was able to glean from that letter.
Well, all right, maybe the poop then, but the monkey's fine for everybody else. I just wouldn't have given it. I would have made a judgment call at the last second and not given it to a black child, knowing that the shit's going to hit the fan. You don't want to be lining. You don't want to have anything where white people are giving black people monkeys ever in any capacity.
that I've only read a portion of. We'll have more on that as we report on this at 9 and 10 o'clock.
I want to hear mom and dad bitching
this evening. But a lot of people were upset initially, at least the family that we talked to yesterday, this other family coming out in support. We certainly would be open to speaking to other families as well. But they said that this event is held every year and that the students tend to really love it because there's music, there's a race, there's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's race. You mean racism?
There's a little bit of friendly competition and the ability to win a prize if you do well. I'm told that they met their goal. Laura Diaz reporting live from Long Beach, sending it back to the studio.
Yeah, Laura, so many of us would be concerned about racism or discrimination. You did a lengthy interview with that family initially.
Why is she reporting from the street, by the way? What does that even do?
Yesterday, they had the complaint. I'm just wondering if you had a chance to follow up with them. Do they know about this statement and thought from this second family who's saying nothing to it, just a generic toy, it was on the list? Have you heard from the first family?
I did reach out to them again today, and they were not able to respond. Right. So,
my bad. I think there is. I didn't realize that there is actually a previous story where mom and dad are bitching,
where the family is demanding answers. Laura.
Yes, that's very true, Susan. She attends fifth grade here at Mann Elementary School. And so when they had a campaign to try to raise money for the school, this young girl was...
It was the prize that she received that we found very inappropriate.
This is the great uncle.
When was that presented to her, and what was it?
I wonder if Craig's gay.
It was presented to her on Thursday of last week, and the prize was a monkey and a toilet with poop in it. African Americans have been referred to as monkeys throughout history. And for her to receive a monkey, that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
So, do you want them, like, right here?
The child's great uncle describing the disgust felt by the entire family when they saw that so-called prize, a monkey and a toilet, passed off as a toy to a 10-year-old. Well, this afternoon, we visited the family at their Long Beach home. The young child played in the yard, unfazed by the commotion. Her participation gift has stirred within the family unit, but her family is demanding to be heard. They told us, they told Fox 11, that they complained to the school since Friday. They got no apology. They went back again today, this Monday. Still, they said they received no call from the school. The family is very upset. They said that they've reached out to the principal hoping that she will call them, but so far it's been silent. They find this completely unacceptable.
You can't do that either. You gotta, God, people are shitty. You know, the PR skills are just ridiculous.
What they are demanding is that they receive some type of an apology. They also say that they think sensitivity training is required by the school. But so far, nothing has come back to that.
All right, that's about it. I don't want to. I can't stand looking at this chick anymore. Sensitivity training. Now, that's a colossal waste of time. That's probably... the worst thing that could possibly happen to anybody. My God. Cole says the parents are the assholes of the day. Yoda World says it really feels like the mom and the dad of the kid are looking for a check. I don't know, man. When they get pissed off, you got to realize, put yourself in their shoes. You got a black family. They've experienced all sorts of bullshit their whole lives, no matter what happens. All right. And all of a sudden, the kid comes home and says, look what they gave me at school, a monkey. I mean, come on now. What do you expect them to think? You don't go giving black kids monkeys. You don't do anything monkey related. You don't ever say anything in the language. You don't ever use terms like monkey shines or monkeying around or give me the monkey wrench. If you're a teacher in a school, you need to be anti-monkey. No monkey whatsoever. The only time you can do anything monkey related is if you have no person in the school who could be offended by any type of monkey jargon or monkey references going forward. Okay? Oh, God. Matt says, everyone knows the only appropriate toy for a black kid is a basketball. Yoda World says, there will be zero monkeying around in this school. Badger says, monkey is a fun word. Moist monkey, I would guess, doubly fun. Sorry about destroying your ears with whatever that was prior to that story. I don't know what the fuck happened there. Tyler says, that was the clip I saw of the kid's family bitching. Yeah, that is, that's a weird thing, to be sure. I do understand the parents. I don't understand the school doing it. I think that the bigger blame goes to the school. You cannot blame if you're a black family and the kid comes home with a monkey, you have to assume the worst. There's no getting around it. And the fact that they haven't contacted the black family and kissed their ass, or at least try to explain. My God, that's a bad deal. All right. Folks, your old pal EZ needs to take a break. It's potty time, so that's what I'm doing. Hang tight with me, and I will be back. E-Rock, entertain these people. All right, while we have radio pal E-Rock here, I encountered another moment where I got into a discussion with some radio people. And by the way, the video that he was talking about of Scammer Payback, look that up on YouTube, at Scammer Payback. He writes, earlier, Eric talked about the story about the old lady got scammed out of her life savings. Look up at Scammer Payback on YouTube. That sounds fun. All right. Radio conversation I had with some pals the other day. I've been working with a morning show that exists somewhere. That's all I'll say about it. And I said, this is going to dry up on you. And when it does, you should be ready if you want to continue to do this. So here's a few steps that you should do. And you can create on your own and make some money if you work hard. So I had that conversation. And I left it at that. We even met in person. And that's still, I think, on the table. But one of the people that is involved with that show is more bullish about this than others on that show. So, yeah, we should do this. We should do this. We should get ready. We should get ready in case something bad happens. The other day, that guy was pointed in the direction of a new article that indicates something that E-Rock and I have talked about many times. Every so often, you will see an article that shows up that says something along the lines of, not only is radio alive and well, it's dominant. It is doing so great, radio. Listenership has never been higher. These statistics show that in some wild percentage, 99% of all Americans listen to radio for 11 hours a day, every day. Or just some wild fabrication that you know is pulled right out of someone's asshole. And then, so I looked at that article, and the first thing I did was I looked who wrote it. And the person who wrote it is like president of content distribution for a major radio broadcast entity. And I'm like, oh my God. Well, of course they're going to fucking write that. And then in it, it also was like going down the road of, while podcasting seems to be some trend that people seem to like, it doesn't even stand a chance against the power of radio. Like, are you fucking crazy? I cannot wait until I get in front of that broadcasting class this fall. In case you don't know, I'll be teaching a broadcasting class, one of the new things that I picked up in terms of work, at Aquinas College. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to say, raise your hand if you've listened to the radio today. And then I'll say, raise your hand if you've listened to a podcast. Raise your hand if you've looked at TikTok. Raise your hand if you've listened to Spotify or Apple Music. And you know what's going to be at the bottom of that fucking list? I can guarantee it is radio. My God. Such a pile of shit. Lies. Absolute lies. And the only reason why they do this is so that they can kick that can down the road further, because shareholders are literally saying, pay us. Pay us. We want our fucking money. And the shares are like 49 cents a share. I looked at a radio company just last 2 days. One of the major players was at 49 cents a share, and another one was like 80 cents a share. My God. E-Rock says, it's so disheartening how many people I've consulted or advised on how to save their companies go by said radio is 55% of all audio consumed. Yeah, that's bullshit. He says, Eric, I'll send you the research so you have it. They lie. It's not shareholders. It's ad revenue. Ad sales houses need to say that, or they don't keep their existing deals. Yeah, they just make up facts so that they can earn money. Try to keep that going so that the people who decide on what to buy, what radio companies to buy, like, oh, my God, well, you know, I was worried, but until this research came out, oh, I mean, there are people that work in ad agencies and ad houses, like you indicated, who do just that. That's all it takes to trick these losers into how they spend their money. My God. By the way, I got a message from Megan at Irvine's Auto Repair Grand Rapids Hybrid. And because of this little old show, she reached out and said, yeah, I got three people that listened to the show this week spending money on car care.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
I'm like, well, that's fucking music to my ears. Thank you so much. I'm so lucky to have you. She says, if you ever have a person as a prospective client or a current client and is wondering about the effectiveness on marketing on your show, EZ, you just let me know. E-Rock says the 55% is accurate because late Gen X boomer gens still use radio mostly. Boomers still are the largest generation using anything, won't change until they die off, which is going to happen more and more. Yeah, I'm sure the article is interesting, and I'm sure in some light there is some truth to it. All right. I just heard from Christian Blatt, my partner on Who Are These Broadcasters? And I think this has to do with my stupid take of all people in the military are stupid. Remember, we had the guy on the show earlier today drumming up trouble and trying to incite people to hate my guts because of that crack. Well, when I was in the boys' room, I noticed that I got an email from Christian. And it says, EZ stirring up controversy. So I haven't listened to this, but I'm going to bet that it has something to do with that.
Not going to be corny at all, Carl. And you can put this on whichever show you want, WATP, Who Are These Socials, whatever. But you need to fire Eric Zane. And I mean fire him off your entire network because of what he said today about the military. And his flippant remarks which dishonored the men and women who have died for our freedom. Okay? I usually am not a Karen. I usually am not offended easily. But given the chance to even apologize, he just basically flipped us the bird. So I'm done. I'm not done with you, but I'm done with him, and I may be done with you if you don't do something about him. This is not a threat. It's just basically, I think you need to know how people feel. Thanks a lot, Carl. Bye.
I got to call Carl now.
This is great.
That's the way you stir that fucking pot. That was hilarious. Oh, I'm so happy. My high-tech phone operation.
It's embarrassing, but what the fuck?
Easy.
Carl, guess what?
I'm on the air?
You're live.
No shit.
I'm lucky because I have E-Rock. He's in the room enjoying it, and he's chatting away. He's been having a good time. I love E-Rock. So do you. But this isn't about E-Rock. This is about, did you listen to that voicemail that that guy left?
Yeah, people are pretty angry with you, Eric.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, and they, so yeah, they, I was making the crack that anyone who's in the military is stupid. And that the people are losing their shit over this, Carl.
Yeah, see, I was more upset about the taint thing, but the audience is more upset about the everyone in the military is an idiot thing.
Right, right. Yeah, I didn't realize that the audience was so sensitive, you know? I mean, it's, who cares? Aren't we supposed to just say whatever the fuck? I mean, this is the internet. We can say whatever we want, right?
Uh-oh, are we starting to backtrack? I thought you were done.
Not at all. It's true. All these assholes are stupid. Why do you think they joined? Right. That's why they joined the military. They can't go to school.
It's definitely not the smartest choice. I mean, if you're very patriotic and, 9/11 moved you and you want to do that, that's great. Very happy for you. But I don't think it's most people's plan A.
I don't know why you just agreed with me. Now you're in trouble.
Well, I'm doing this on your show, so it doesn't matter.
That's right. There's like 45 people watching it. Who gives a shit, right?
But now, that's just Eric Nagel.
Yeah, exactly. What's
He's
crazy is
45 people.
So the guy, when I busted that crack out yesterday, he gave us a super chat and said, I demand you say you're sorry. And I said, no, I'm not saying, fuck you. And then he comes on my show today and he starts, everybody on here is well aware of how I'm constantly saying stupid shit like that. So that's the wrong crew to come into is this crowd. So, you know, he came in here trying to pick a fight. And then by the time I get done with this show, I have that voicemail. That guy is furious. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, you really are. My audience is dwindling thanks to having Eric Zane on Who Are These Broadcasters every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Eastern on my channel.
Carl, over the years, you've taken a lot of heat from people. And I think that that's a true sign of stardom when you have a whole faction who are starting to hate you.
And I owe it all to you, Eric. Thank you.
I know. Well, I mean, I've assisted in that. But you even have people that are furious because you keep beating up Opie.
Not too many of those people, but I did see a thread. There are some people who don't understand why we're clowning Opie so much. And I can't help those people. If you don't understand why Opie's fascinating, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you have never, ever bowed to Reddit folks' wishes. And I always love that about you, Carl.
Well, you know, honestly, though, Eric, I'll say this. I do read the feedback and I see all the things. And if people are right, I'll go along with them. I know that I don't always have the right position on things. So if people complain enough, I listen and I take notice.
All right. Well, that means that I'm probably going to get fired then. This guy wants me fired, and he's drumming up the support now, so this is probably going to do it.
I have really good news for you, Eric. You can't get fired from a job you don't have. I think you're going to be good, buddy.
Carl, you're the best. I appreciate you. What's on tap today? You podcast every day of the week in one form or another.
Seems like it, doesn't it? 5:30 Eastern today on the Who Are These Podcast channel. We'll be live with my buddy Adam Bush, co-hosting, and of course, producer Chris, to laugh at some jerks.
Do you think Who Are These Socials will ever be more popular than Who Are These Podcasts?
I think it has the potential to be because everyone knows that social media is garbage. You know, like podcasts and the podcasts that we review can be a little niche. But when it comes to like TikTokers and Instagrammers, like everyone knows those people are pieces of shit. And so pointing and laughing at them is a universal language.
Carl, you're a true saint. Thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
All right. See ya.
See you, buddy.
I want to hear the voicemail again. I want to do it all over again.
Not going to be corny at all, Carl. And you can put this on whichever show you want, WATP, Who Are These Socials, whatever. But you need to fire Eric Zane. And I mean fire him off your entire network because of what he said today about the military. And his flippant remarks, which dishonored the men and women who have died for our freedom, okay? I usually am not a Karen. I usually am not offended easily, but given the chance to even apologize, he just basically flipped us the bird. So I'm done. I'm not done with you, but I'm done with him, and I may be done with you if you don't do something about him. This is not a threat. It's just basically, I think you need to know how people feel. Thanks a lot, Carl. Bye.
I am so happy. Man. There's a lot going on there. Yoda World says that's promo worthy. You need to add that to the WATB intro. David says, what a Nancy. Please turn this voicemail into the same level of infamy as the Ottawa County lady. The one who's a veteran. Oh, yeah, Kristen Megan Kelly, legendary. I've got that somewhere. I think I can actually access that. Give me a second. Yeah, this is, there are some things. It's always fun and games until you say something that offends the right person. You know, like people will laugh along with whatever until you actually say something that really hurts them. And then it's not so funny. It's like everything's serious all of a sudden. I'm going to be pissed off. You can say whatever you want. You just can't say it about something that's near and dear to me. And you don't want to live in that world. You'd rather just say whatever the fuck you want and let, as soon as it leaves my mouth, it's not my problem. Who is the comedian that said that? There was a famous comedian who said that. As soon as it leaves my mouth, it's your problem. It might have been Bill Burr.
Hi, my name is Kristen Megan Kelly. I'm a veteran, and I believe I've called and left a message earlier today. I'm a veteran. I'm just trying to get some feedback from whoever would be in charge. I'm a veteran in making the decision to sponsor the Eric Zane podcast. I'm a veteran. I am the mother and the veteran of a child that he spoke about on his podcast. I'm the veteran in a sexual manner. I'm the veteran, including sex acts that he wants my veteran to perform. I also have a sheriff involved. Several sponsors have already backed out. And I'm the veteran. I believe in nonviolent free market solutions. I'm the veteran, so I greatly support free speech. I'm the veteran. This is not protected speech. I'm the veteran when discussing sexual acts of a veteran. I'm the veteran. It was an attack on me and my family, and I'm the veteran. It's one thing to have an opinion of adults, but again, it's not protected speech to speak sexually about a 7-year-old girl. I'm the veteran. If you would like to see the evidence, and I have seen on social media someone is messaging people to not talk about it. and the veterans, but they want your business to know that your name is slapped behind the screen when he's saying these things. And the veterans, you can call me if you'd like. My number is area code 405-694-6943-4. And the veteran, but I would really like to know if your business supports this type of rhetoric. Area code 405-694-8346. I'm the veteran, and I'm the veteran. I would just like to hear back from you. Thank you very much for your understanding and your time. I'm the veteran. Thanks.
Matt says, would you rather be a pedo or a veteran? I'd rather be a pedo. 10 out of 10 times, I would rather be a pedophile than a veteran. Tyler says, as I recall, I think KMK is the point when we started the whole veterans are stupid thing. So direct that dude to her. Rebecca says, case in point, veterans are dumb. I don't even think that that's that offensive. I didn't say they weren't brave. I just said they're dumb. Tyler says, this is just another veteran trying to ruin something. What's new? Who knew that people who are okay with bullets flying by their heads would be so hurt by words? That would be so offended by something as silly as some asshole in a room in a dormer above his garage talking. My God, you fucking child. Jeremy says, at least you can hide behind a pedo. Veterans feel obligated to tell everyone. You can see him a mile away. Bad haircuts, bad attitudes, sensitive bitches with fucking bumper stickers and their license plate says Kill Charlie and fucking hat that says Airborne. Whatever. Big deal. All right, so this is what this is going to do. This is going to kick, who are these broadcasters, into the stratosphere. I need to get Christian on here right now to talk about this same exact thing. Maybe he's podcasting. Chris is a veteran. He knows I'm just being an asshole. Chris is not going to be good.
Well, too Your bad. Call has been forwarded to voice.
He's a busy man. All right. So there you go. I am delighted. This is exactly what this show needed to kick it in the pants. Not that it's been stale. I think I've been exceptional as of late, but I am just delighted with this level of response. I have always been I don't give a shit what the reaction is. I don't give a shit if it's sadness, anger, happiness, laughter, as long as it's not nothing. All I'm interested in is some type of reaction. Fuck you. If you have a problem with it, you stupid asshole. God damn it. That is fantastic. Everybody knows how I really feel. I would never utter these things out in the real world. But now that you've shown me where your goat is hidden, now I'm going to just tee off. It's going to be bomb after bomb after bomb. Anyway. Thank you to Irvine's, who is owned by a veteran who I love very much. 616-532-6600, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. ervines.com, the place to go to get your car repaired, EV, hybrid, they do it all. 616-532-6600. 6,600 for Irvine's. The Grand Rapids Gold have two games left. That makes me sad. A game Thursday and a game Saturday. I want to see you at both. Go to NBAGrandRapids.com if you want tickets. Molly sends me 30 bits and says, can you just wall twerk, please? Molly, I can't do that. And stop spending your money. I appreciate you very much. But you should take that money that you have in bits and spend it on the Patreon. That way, at least you're getting a show. Piano Finger Banger says, we need to get that guy Duke back in here. Yeah, we need to actually to hear him talk. But he's going to expect me to like make an apology. But that's not happening. I told you guys long ago, I am done apologizing. I have given up on that. I have banned that from my repertoire. I no longer need to apologize anymore. No more apologizing at all. Matt says, Molly, send your money to Mark Harmon. She also says, I don't have time for another show. Oh, come on now. Yes, you do. What do you do with your time? Most people waste a lot of time. You realize that, don't you? Frank Fuss wants you to reach out to him. He's at My Policy Shop Insurance. If you need help with healthcare.gov, if you need help with Medicare or Social Security planning or a life insurance policy, this is who you contact. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. That is buyinsurancehere.com. He'll help you every step of the way. At buyinsurancehere.com, that's where that's just a form you fill out, and he's going to get back a hold of you. There's a spot on there that says, how did you hear about me? And you're going to put down Eric Zancho Podcast. Thank you. Sorry if the mic just sounded weird. I think I had my other mic up too loud. And then I don't have the awareness to turn it down. Okay, I want to get into this hot chick who got pulled over for speeding. And, okay, that started out fine. Lily Stewart was her name. She was, I think, in Georgia, driving way too fast. And she gets pulled over, and this is the mugshot. All right. So, right there, what does this strike you as? This strikes you as something that, if you are that photogenic and you get a mugshot taken, it's going to go around the world five times quickly as something that she's going to get like some type of contract. As, you know, Yoda World refers to her as a giraffe. Yeah, she does have a long neck. I think because the tops of her shoulders are covered up. But yeah, you're right. But she's cute. So everybody made a big deal because she is so cute. In fact, TMZ did an interview with her. This is her, what she had to say.
I was pulled over and the officer, he gave me a ticket. And I was like, it was a super quick interaction. I was
ton of makeup, by the way.
Like, have a great day, officer. He was like, have a great day, you too. It was just so quick. And then I pull back onto the road and I am going again. And then he puts his sirens on again and he pulls me over again. And I guess I was speeding a little. I guess I was going over a little again. And then he comes, he pulls me over the second time and he's like, get out of the car, you're under arrest.
Okay, she's stupid. She was speeding again. So this is a dumb chick. She might even be as dumb as all veterans.
And I'm like, sir? And he's like, get out of the car. You're under arrest. And I was like, but I wasn't. And he was like, put your hands behind your back. And he put me in handcuffs and put me in the back of his cop car. I was like, what is going on here? I didn't know you could get arrested for speeding. But when I put those handcuffs on, I just shut up. I was like, I'll go to the jail with you. I'll figure it out. Like, because I was scared. But, you know, after he was done.
Is everyone else as annoyed as I am right now?
Being stern with me. He was actually kind of nice. And then on the way to the jail, he put on his playlist and we listened to Walking on a Dream by We the People. It was kind of funny. And I kind of started to relax at that point because he just put on a playlist and I was like, all right, well, I'm on my way to jail. And then I walk in and they pat me down and I'm like walking through the jail cell, like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? And they put me in a jail cell with some paperwork. And I see, like, it's the craziest experience I've ever seen. I mean, there were like writing on the wall of like people's names and like names scratched out. I was like, oh my gosh, it was kind of freaky. But I filled out my paperwork and I sat there and I stared at the wall and I was like, I am in a jail cell right now.
Never before have I wanted someone to get killed in jail more than her.
And then, you know, I went out and I paid my bond, or they like called me. They took me out of my cell.
All right. I can't stand it. I can't enough. I should have ended that way before. Well, she got arrested again. What the fuck? Yeah, and in this mugshot, Christian pointed this out. What do you notice about this mugshot? What stands out to you? And I think you're going to say the same thing I said. The eyes. She's got crazy eyes. And that's a bad thing. I know a couple people with crazy eyes. I'm not going to say who. But that's horrible. She was arrested for, I forget the charge, obstruction of a law enforcement officer and loitering/prowling. And that's all we know. So I don't know if, was she stalking someone? Is she capable of that or what? But she has been arrested again. TMZ has gotten no word back on this, but she's a weirdo. This is a handful. Most guys who see her will be like, yeah, we're going to stay away. You know, Rebecca says she's insane. David says crazy eyes equals run like hell. Yoda World says she's loving the attention at least. Maybe her being arrested is her kink. Jeremy says, crazy eyes. You hit it, then you ghost. Cole says, I thought she said she just shut up. No chance she's ever shut up. Even with a dick in her mouth? Oh, God. Oh, boy. That's something. All right. Yeah, she's a problem. And she's called Georgia Sorority Girl. That doesn't surprise me at all. Piano finger banger. You guys are saying some horrible jokes today. She wants that cop to handcuff her to the bedpost. Tyler says, never put your dick in crazy. Stay far away. All right. We have a short time, a short bit of time left. So I'm going to give you the asshole of the day in just a moment. Brought to you by TC Paintball. Before we wrap it up, though, as always, thank you to King's Room Barbershop. Get your haircut there, kingsroom.net. Three locations in West Michigan. Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. When you go to kingsroom.net, you can get their exact locations, their hours, schedules, too. A haircut will cost you $19. Haircuts for dudes and chicks who like short hair at King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. Last but not least, when it comes to getting your taxes done, you have, the rest of this month and 15 days of the next month, and then that is it. Get your taxes done right by reaching out to TAG Accounting. TAGCPA.net is their website. You can call and get on their radar at 616-301-9516. That's 616-301-9516. In fact, you can take advantage of their services from anywhere in the U.S. They'll even work with you if you are a veteran. Asshole of the day, all veterans, because of that guy who left me the voicemail. You have made it so that all veterans are crybaby asshole pussies. All right? Matt says, asshole today, Christian, for allowing EZ to slander our military heroes. I love the fact that he came in here and then realized nobody gives a shit. That was fantastic. Thank you very much, folks. As always, you've been an outstanding audience. You never let me down. I'll be back with the Patreon bonus podcast. Patreon is free for 7 days. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. You all are the best. Talk to you then. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.